Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKN.
Oh, welcome back. Having fun on this Monday. Glad you could be with us here. Now, a reminder, I'll be out tomorrow. Have a couple of things going on in the afternoon. So, you know, big picture kind of stuff. It's all exciting. It's all great. Brian Howe will fill in from the Buff Zone. So excited about that. Maybe he'll talk a lot about this CU Texas A&M going to play at Empower Field next fall. Wow. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. Joining me is our great friend of the program, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, I just tweeted it out, my man. I'm watching Patrick Mahomes. That's the best. You know, the Chiefs were playing their best yesterday. That was scary. Can we really stay the course here if we ever hope to compete with the Chiefs? Or is it time for the Broncos to just say, you know what, whether it's through the draft, trading everybody, let's go for broke and see if we can redo this thing?
Well, Brady, if yesterday wasn't depressing enough for Broncos country, watching Tom Brady go to the Super Bowl and Patrick Mahomes just walk his way there, here's another depressing fact to start off your Monday. The Broncos lost to, so that the Broncos played three of the teams that played this weekend. They played them this year. Of course, the one team they didn't play was the Packers. They lost to those teams, those three teams, by an average of 20 points this past season. That is obviously terrible. You want to take it one step further. The Broncos lost to the playoff teams this year that were in the playoffs this year by an average of 14 points per game. That was the worst in the NFL. So if you just look at it from the team that was last year, no, there's no shot. Now, if you think Drew Lock can develop, then that is your hope for the Broncos being able to compete with these teams, is that Drew Lock really takes off and develops like Josh Allen did. And Josh Allen's really the only quarterback in NFL history that has developed the way he has, with starting slow so poorly and then playing so well a couple of years later. He's really the only one. So if you think Drew Lock can do that, then that's where the Broncos have a shot. If not, then yeah, you do need to change quarterbacks, and whether that's, you know, getting a veteran guy, there's plenty out there right now, or a young guy. There are so many different directions the Broncos and George Payton can take this year.
All right, Zach, four options here. Drew Lock, draft a quarterback early enough to make sense of a quarterback playing next season. Go for a trade situation like a Deshaun Watson, or give up on the Deshaun Watson dream and, you know, to give Matt Stafford a call.
Yeah, outside of Drew Lock, just because he's the one in the building, he probably is still the favorite. I think the Matthew Stafford one is the biggest possibility right now. And there's plenty of reasons why. John Elway has always liked Matt Stafford. And I know that John Elway isn't the one making final decisions, but I think he would sign off on that deal. And George Payton also knows exactly what it's like going up against Matt Stafford, since he's played him so many times, being in Minnesota since Matt Stafford has been drafted in 2009. And that, to me, makes the most sense for the Broncos right now, because Brady, when we talk about where the Broncos are, they're not just one step away from competing with the Chiefs and competing with the other best teams. They're many, many steps away. This trading for Matt Stafford right now is a huge step in the right direction. What you would be doing is you would be taking a huge step in the right direction at the most important position of sports. You'd be getting a massive upgrade. Drew Lock and the Broncos quarterbacks last year, pretty much bottom of the league in every category. Matt Stafford, when you look at him, he's around 13 to 15, so an average to slightly above average quarterback. Does that make you a Super Bowl contender right away? No, it doesn't, but that's a huge step in the right direction. I think this team would be immediately competing for the playoffs, and Broncos country, that's kind of a huge step to take right now. It's not where everyone wants to be, but that would be a great step in the right direction.
Zach, we've heard at least three first-round picks for Deshaun Watson. And we're hearing kind of more clarity with Detroit. They're ready to move on, and there's no bones about it. Houston still seems like a big mess over there. What's it going to take for Stafford? What's the first price here? The first thing we're throwing out.
Well, I think if the Broncos want to get this thing done and have Detroit not talk to anyone else, Broncos should offer up the 9th overall pick, and I think a deal is done right there. I think that's the most that Matthew Stafford would go for, is a borderline top 10 pick in this draft. And, of course, the Broncos would be a top 10 pick. But what's interesting is you may not have to give up a first-round pick. You have Peter King suggesting that the Broncos could give up 2 second-round picks, including this year's second-round pick, or this year's second-round pick and Drew Lock to get Matthew Stafford. To me, I'm okay with any of those deals because even if the Broncos have to give up the 9th overall pick, Brady, what's more important, getting a massive upgrade at the quarterback position or, let's say, getting the second cornerback in the draft if the Broncos don't trade that away? And then they have a stud cornerback. To me, it's easy. You get the quarterback, the huge upgrade. But let's say the Broncos only have to give up a second-round pick or 2 second-round picks or a second and Drew Lock. Well, throwing in Drew Lock in the deal, to me, doesn't mean much because if you bring Matthew Stafford here, he's your quarterback. There's no really going back to Drew Lock in this situation. So, to me, all of those deals seem pretty easy for me to do if I'm George Payton.
Yeah, and a quarterback's the only one to do it with, because I'll agree. I'll admit that when I'm looking at a top 10 pick, I want Denver to get a shutdown corner. But if that is okay, but instead of that, you can get your quarterback that might actually get you in the playoffs. All right, I'm taking that. I wasn't crazy about moving away from, you know, that 10 pick to go Noah Fant. And Jerry Jeudy, I mean, I ended up being okay with because it's Jerry Jeudy. He had that explosive ability, but it's hard for me to want to part with a top 10 pick unless it's for a proven quarterback or a prospective quarterback that we really think is going to be the next big deal, because that's what we've learned this weekend is it's most of the time, 9 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times, it's going to take a franchise quarterback to get you there.
Exactly. And Brady, that's the only situation where I'm not okay with the Broncos trading their first round pick to get Matthew Stafford is if they identify someone in the draft that they love at quarterback. And remember, Patrick Mahomes was not the first overall pick. They got him right around where the Broncos are right now. So let's say they identify Trey Lance as their guy, then I'm okay with the Broncos trading up in the draft to get him. Or let's say it's Zach Wilson, Justin Fields. Then I'm totally okay with them hanging on to that pick. But if not, it's easy for me because with Matthew Stafford, you're getting a guy that is 25 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. If the Broncos have that on the team that they're going with in 2021, they'll be competing for the playoffs, and that'll be a huge step up for them. And then you know what? What I love about Matthew Stafford is you're not locked into him for the next 5 years. Now, you can be. You can re-sign him to a contract, but what his contract is right now, it's very team-friendly. 2 years, $43 million left. That's chump change when you're talking about a good to average quarterback. You'll take that in a heartbeat. Matthew Stafford also has a high ceiling being that first round pick, and he's had 41 touchdowns in the NFL before, so I like that as well. His floor is pretty darn high too. Like I said, he's averaging 25 touchdowns, 10 picks in the last 5 seasons. That'll get it done. But then also, what you can do is I view Matthew Stafford as a potential Alex Smith type of player when he was with the Chiefs. You can have him, and he takes you to that respectability level that the Broncos need to get back to where they're competing for the playoffs. But then what did the Chiefs do when they had Alex Smith? They drafted Patrick Mahomes, and they let him develop, and look at how that turned out. Now, obviously, let's say Patrick Mahomes is more of just a really good first-round pick instead of, you know, one of the greatest first-round picks of all time. That's still looking like a great situation for the Chiefs. So the Broncos, by trading for Matthew Stafford, don't have to be committed to him for the next 10 years. They can be committed to him for the next 2 years, the next 4 years, and then they can also go out in a couple of years and get that first-round pick and have him develop behind him. So I just love Matthew Stafford, the idea of him, because he's an immediate, huge upgrade at the quarterback position. And really, all options are still on the table for the next couple of years.
Yeah, and to those saying, "Hell, well, if you want to be a contender as soon as next year," that's not realistic unless it's, to me, it's unless it's Deshaun Watson. And even then, I don't know. So, and everything we're hearing, Zach, is that Deshaun, this isn't going to be one of his choices. I don't believe so. And maybe you can speak more into that. But if you're not going to get Deshaun, then everything else is going to be, okay, let's try to get instantly better. And then, like you said, get a Stafford, and that gives you time to you know, deeper scouting into whatever that next quarterback position is going to look like in 2 to 3 seasons. But, yeah, if Deshaun says today, no, Denver's my number one choice, okay, we're going all in there. But that, to me, is the only crazy factor that makes you somewhat of an instant contender, and I don't even know if that does the trick.
No, I completely, completely agree with you, Brady. I view Deshaun Watson as a borderline top five quarterback. And of course, that would be huge for the Broncos to get. He is a big upgrade over Matthew Stafford, who, like I said, is like the 15th to 13th best quarterback. And then he's even a huge upgrade to Drew Lock, who last year statistically, you know, in the bottom couple guys in the NFL. But also with Matthew Stafford, and why that may be even more appealing to George Payton, is George Payton's all about drafting and developing. He said that would be the lifeblood of the Broncos. A week after saying that, and especially this year, if he were to trade for Deshaun Watson, I think everyone would think it'd be a good trade, but it would be 3 first-round picks plus some of your developmental guys, like potentially a Courtland Sutton or a Jerry Jeudy and a Bradley Chubb. Well, then there's draft and develop. You're throwing that out the window because you're also probably including some second-round picks. So this could be a happy compromise with getting an immediate upgrade at quarterback while also still being able for George Payton to get his guys here in draft and develop. Now, saying that, I think if they have an opportunity to get Deshaun Watson, you still do it. They would be open to that, of course. But this one just may be that perfect window for him.
Everyone's talking about, and specifically Broncos country, at least on the Twitter that we're around, right? How about Aaron Rodgers? And I guess my first thought to that is, I don't even know what the Packers are planning. They get Jordan Love for a reason, though. They don't just get him in the first round just for fun. But if Rodgers is frustrated with Matt LaFleur's play calling in the NFC Championship, how in the hell is that going to work with Vic Fangio's play calling?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty perplexing yesterday, some of the decisions that we saw from the Packers, specifically at the end of the game, and then also with the Bills. It's not just the Broncos that have some conservative and head-scratching play calls. Two of the four top teams in the NFL this year were just playing conservative, playing scared. And how do you do that when you're going up against Tom Brady? You can't be giving the ball back to him with 2 minutes hoping that you're going to get the ball back. You can't do that. And then also with the Bills, to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City, you're going to have to put up a lot of points. You can't be settling for field goals. You got to be aggressive. I was mind blown by that. And Aaron Rodgers, man, if he or Deshaun Watson want to play with the best young weapons, Denver may be their place. But we haven't seen Deshaun Watson point to anything with Denver that would make you think he would want to come here.
Zach, what you just said is exactly why I love Todd Bowles and what Tampa Bay did. They've been like this all season, so you know that's nothing new. But they were aggressive. That defense said, you know what? We're either going to sack Aaron Rodgers, get interceptions, get something crazy, or we're going to die trying, man. We're going to go down swinging. And that's why I love that Tampa Bay defense. They did everything that we were upset with the Packers for doing and the Bills for doing, for, you know, not taking that aggressive shot, not trying to. If you're going up against history, you're going up against Tom Brady, you're going up against Patrick Mahomes in Arrowhead Stadium, it's time to do something that nobody else does, and that's be extremely aggressive, not just pretend it's a Week 3 regular season game.
Exactly. You are 100% right. And then also, I mean, how about Shaq Barrett coming up huge? He was maybe the biggest reason why Tampa Bay won that game. And of course, it's bittersweet because the Broncos could have kept him. He could be on the Broncos right now. But also, since he isn't on the Broncos, man, that's a reason why everyone can cheer for Tampa Bay. I know a lot of people don't want to be pulling for Brady, but at the same time, no one wants to be pulling for the Chiefs. So everyone just needs to pull for Shaq Barrett to have a Super Bowl MVP type of game. And also, at the same time, you're talking about Todd Bowles being aggressive, which I completely agree with you. How about Bruce Arians at the end of the first half?
Right.
Instead of punting or doing something like that, he goes for the deep shot on fourth down. Absolutely love that play call.
Yeah, I do too, man. Zach, and on the Shaq Barrett thing, I don't want you to think I'm copying your tweets. I think right at the same time we tweeted about Shaq and his Von Miller timing on one of those sacks. I mean, that was not offsides. I went back, I'm looking, I'm like, that looks just like Von Miller in that moment. So
yep.
Shaq Barrett is adding more tools to his utility belt every single game.
Oh yeah, he is so good and really, really showing up. According to, I believe, Pro Football Focus, Shaq has more quarterback pressures than anyone in the NFL since the start of 2019. He is an absolute baller. And, man, wouldn't it be something to see two number 58s be the Super Bowl MVP within the same decade?
Wow. Well, it might just happen. Zach, appreciate you as always, my friend. And, hey, we'll see what the Broncos decide to do, what the market calls for anyway. It'll be fun to talk about for sure.
Oh, man, it's going to be so exciting. Happy to talk with you, Brady.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Aaron Rodgers would look great in a Broncos uniform. I don't think that's possible. I don't think Deshaun wants to come to Denver. It's going to be Matt Stafford, and then that's a kind of a really nice stopgap. And we'll talk about that more on the other side. My game of the week coming up next. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
New coach, new season, new hope. UNC Hoops can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.